Today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
I can tell you something. There are thousands of books written on heaven, and I don't believe you'll find a single one with the title that best describes heaven. It is, heaven is fun. All of those wonderful things that some of us are involved in, some of us have forgotten how to be involved in. But what I want you to get today is the simple basic fact that heaven is fun.
The truth is, heaven is going to be a blast. Welcome to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Today on The Winning Walk, Dr. Young begins his message, Heaven is Fun, and shares how unimaginably exciting heaven will actually be. That uplifting message is about to begin on The Winning Walk. But before we get to Dr. Young's message, throughout history, a person's final words have mattered because they're the last thing people want you to remember about them. And the last words of Jesus on the cross were especially powerful. Dr. Young wants to share what they were and why they matter to you by sending you his four-message CD series, Famous Last Words. You'll discover that even in Jesus' darkest hours, he spoke words that can be an incredible source of comfort and courage for you. We'll send you Famous Last Words as thanks for your gift today to help keep the proven truth of God's Word reaching you and people all over the world through this program. So call now to request your copy when you give 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. We want to help you walk the winning walk with Christ every single day. So we've packed our website with practical resources to help you apply God's proven truth to your life, including books, Bible studies, and audio and video files. You can also sign up for Dr. Young's email devotional and even request personal prayer. So visit winningwalk.org for more of the proven truth and personal support you need. That's winningwalk.org. You can also follow your favorite program on Twitter. Our username is winningwalk. That's winningwalk. How has The Winning Walk impacted your life? Share your story with us by going to winningwalk.org/mystory. Now, here's Dr. Ed Young with today's message, Heaven is Fun.
If you've been around here for the last month or so, we've been talking about heaven. And we've sort of redefined heaven biblically because somehow in the process of living, the thrust, the meaning, the depth, the significance of heaven, it sort of washed by all of us because we want to get involved in this and this and this, and we move from here to here to here, and we don't want to think much about it. But we have a taste of heaven in this world. We have samples of heaven all around us. So let's just listen to a sample of heaven from a modern translation of Psalm 19. It gives us a picture of the creation, which I think is absolutely fabulous. Listen carefully to this scripture in a modern translation. You may be familiar with the heavens declare the glory of God. That's found here. But this is a different way of expressing God's word. Psalm 19. God's glory is on tour in the skies. God's craft on exhibit across the horizon. Madam Day holds classes every morning. Professor Knight lectures every evening. Their words aren't heard, their voices aren't recorded, but their silence fills the earth. Unspoken truth is spoken everywhere. God makes a huge dome for the sun, a superdome. The morning sun is a new husband leaping from his honeymoon bed, the daybreaking sun, an athlete racing to the tape. That's how God's word vaults across the skies from sunrise to sunset, melting ice, scorching deserts, warming hearts to faith. The revelation of God is whole and pull our lives together. The signposts of God are clear and point out the right road. The life maps of God are right, showing the way to joy. The directions of God are plain and easy on the eyes. God's reputation is 24 karat gold with a lifetime guarantee. The decisions of God are accurate down to the nth degree. God's word is better than a diamond. Better than a diamond set between emeralds. You'd like it better than strawberries in spring, better than red ripe strawberries. There's more. God's word warns us of danger and directs us to hidden treasure. Otherwise, how will we find our way or know when we play the fool? Clean the slate, God, so we can start the day fresh. Keep me from stupid sins, from thinking I can take over your work. Then I can start this day sun-washed, scrubbed clean of the grime of sin. These are the words of my mouth. These are what I chew on and pray. Accept them when I place them on the morning altar. Oh God, my altar rock, God, the priest of my altar. Let's pray together. Could we do that? Father, we have the aroma of the Garden of Eden in the air. We have the magnificence of your creation all around us. Rivers and streams and creeks and oceans. Mountains and vistas. Sunrise, sunset. The beauty of your creation is overwhelming. It is indescribable. And we look at the night sky on a clear night and we see galaxies and stars and beyond description. Oh Lord, may we see your handiwork. May we see your plan. May we see the reality of yourself in these little foretastes of glory divine. Lord, you speak to cold hearts in this service. You speak to indifferent lives in this service. You speak clearly to every one of us in every category of life. Let me get out of the way. It is our prayer through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Unfortunately, most of the world thinks of heaven something like that. Google heaven and you know what you'll see? Miles and miles of white clouds. You may see an angel or a cherub with a little halo around. You may see a harp of some kind, but on and on and on and on you get the world's picture of heaven. And it is a million miles from being a picture of the reality of paradise. If you've been around here, you've already discovered that. But I can tell you something, there are thousands of books written on heaven, and I don't believe you'll find a single one with the title that best describes heaven. It is, heaven is fun. Have you ever heard of that before? Does that sound bizarre, way out of the question, ridiculous, trivial? Hard to believe? Read the Bible and you'll discover if you read ever so carefully that heaven is absolutely fun. Unlimited pleasure. Unlimited joy. Unlimited celebration. Unlimited creativity. Unlimited spontaneity. Heaven is unlimited fun. Look at Mr. Webster, how he defines fun. The etymology is from an old French word, but it's got great things in there. Pleasure, you know, applause, laughter, all of those wonderful things that some of us are involved in, some of us have forgotten how to be involved in, But what I want you to get today is the simple basic fact that heaven is fun. We've already discovered it's a place. We've already discovered that there will be a new heaven and a new earth. We've looked through carefully the prayer of Jesus when he said clearly that thy will be done on earth it is in heaven. That's what happens when the end of history takes place. Jesus comes and heaven comes down and earth is pristine and recreated and they become one. And we know that heaven is a place, a supernatural place, and those who are in Christ will be there with a supernatural body and will have a supernatural lifestyle. The heavens and earth will be resurrected. We will be resurrected, and all of the creation of God will be resurrected. Peter Kreft is a Christian apologist who teaches philosophy at Boston College. He has refused for many years to write a Christian article for any of the Christian publications. The reason is, in all those publications except one, when they refer to heaven, they use a little h. He's just written for Christianity Today, because anytime they refer to heaven, they give it a capital H, which is proper theology, because heaven is a place. Even Boston cream pie, they put a capital B with Boston because it's the name of a city. Heaven is a real, real place. And in heaven, I submit to you, it will be filled with genuine fun. You say, well, how long would it last? We talked about time in heaven. How man's time, chronos, God's time, is totally different. How God's time will be, Christos, will be absorbed into chronos and they become one. God's time is now, man's time is yesterday and tomorrow. They'll all become one. Well, how long will heaven be? I love the illustration someone gave. Wish I could give credit, I forgot who it was, but if a little bird would fly down and land on a beach and take one grain of sand and take that one grain of sand and fly all the way to a distant planet and take a million years to get there and put that grain of sand down on that planet and fly back and take a million years to fly back and pick up another grain of sand from the beach and fly a million years over there and put that grain of sand down on that planet and fly back a million years, by the time it takes that bird to take grains of sand from all the beaches of the world a zillion years, it will be the morning of the first day in heaven. That's how long heaven is. Heaven is fun. We need to understand that. Our God likes to make things. Have you noticed that? He really likes to make things. He is a creator. And the thrilling thing about it, he allows all of us to participate in his creation. Did you know that? We need never to forget the magnificent thing that all of us were created in the image of God, every person here. How did we get in this world? How did we have life breathed into us? It came when a father and a mother came together with God, and we as parents become co-creators with the Almighty. Do you think God needed a male and a female to bring life into being? Absolutely not. But he used us as a part of his building, as a part of his creative process. And that's what we're going to have in heaven. Everything is not complete. Everything is incomplete. And our Father in heaven, God of this universe, God who presides over heaven, our Heavenly Father, our Abba Father, he loves to build things. And he uses sometimes millions of years to bring things into existence. Sometimes he speaks and he uses human beings. Do you think in the afterlife of our life, you think in all of eternity, God's going to stop his wonderful desire to build things, to create things? Absolutely not. You think he's going to, when we leave this world, say, all right, I'll let you create life there. You had that capacity. But whoop, you no longer will be a part of the creative process? I don't think so. And remember our operative verse that we've looked at, 1 Corinthians 3:9. Repeat it after me. Follow me. Eye has not seen. Ear has not heard. Neither has it entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for those who love him. He has prepared heaven for us. And heaven is going to be more fun than you can imagine. You say, well, I know about this earth. You know what this earth, living on this earth is like? Have you ever been to an amusement park in the wintertime when everything shut down? You know, there's a slide, the water slide, no water. There's the merry-go-round. There's all of these machines, these apparatus. Nothing is there. Nobody's there. It's shut down. And it's just a dismal place when you were there. Boy, in the summer when it was alive and moving and people were shouting and eating and crying and so many things going on. But boy, in the winter, we're going to look back on this life, this little bitty life, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, I'll give you 100 years. That's nothing. That's like a twinkle of your eye compared to where those who are in Christ will spend heaven. And heaven is not going to be floating around on some little cloud. Remember, we discovered that heaven, according to the Bible, is going to be where we will fulfill our dreams, where we'll have time if you want to become an astronomer. Wouldn't it be great to know all about? If you have time, you want to develop so many talents that we have. So we go to heaven and we realize that in heaven, everything we have, all the senses that we have, we know at least five of them will be expanded and exploded in ways we can't even comprehend. See, we can't imagine. In heaven, what will we hear? What kind of ears will we have in heaven? You know, what will we hear? Well, we hear now a lot of things. We love to hear the little cooing of a baby. I dedicated a baby in early service, little coo. Boy, that's great music, isn't it? Isn't that fabulous? And to hear birds out singing in the morning, man, I love to hear that. And to be at the beach and to walk the beach early and, boy, those waves are crashing down. Boy, I love that. All right, be in the mountains and hear the wind blowing through the trees, or go in the backyard and just look up at a summer night when everything is clear. Man, you hear the music of heaven. And what about music? Will there be music in heaven? Absolutely, all kinds of music. And it'll make our music here seem sort of, trying to find the right word, puny. Oh yeah, earthly music, as great, as fabulous as we've already experienced that with our choir and orchestra, that'll just be sort of puny in heaven when the mass choirs of the universe get together and the mass orchestra of the universe get together. And we will hear music that is beyond our understanding. And now, for example, I don't know much about classical music. I know I'm the loser there. I would like to. In heaven, I'll be able to learn and develop. I don't know anything about opera, very little about grand opera, light opera. I'd love to pursue all that. And see, all of this had been disturbed and twisted and polluted in his life. It'll all be cleaned up. Rock and roll music will be baptized in heaven. It may be okay. What about jazz? What about gospel? I love the singing of the spirituals. And then we got the great, great music of the church. A mighty fortress is our God. Martin Luther, Isaac Watts, alas, and did my Savior bleed. Handel's Messiah, and you look at Charles Wesley, Fanny Crawford, look at the such great hymns that we have. Some musicals we had of yesterday that our kids would sing for us. Music comes from all form, high and low and in the middle. And all of this will be enhanced and developed because that'll be a part of the celebration of heaven. And all of us will be able to sing. Something, wouldn't it? You say, well, Jesus never did sing. Have you ever read Mark 14? He certainly did. He certainly did. And they're singing all the way through the Bible. There's musical instruments all the way through the Bible. So the hearing of music, the hearing of sound will be greatly enhanced and developed in heaven. And that's a part of the excitement and the fun and the anticipation of it. We'll participate in it. We'll listen to it. We'll grow. And I'm going to tell you a secret. I've always wanted to play the violin. And I may spend a while just learning how to play the violin. Wouldn't that be, wouldn't you like to do that? Goodness gracious. See, that is the explosiveness and the expansiveness of heaven that we can pursue under God's grace and God gifted this to all of us. And it's going to be fun. Some people have forgotten to have fun on this earth. Boy, you take death away, take pain away, clean up our personalities, get our minds and hearts thinking right, give us that new resurrected body, and my goodness, heaven is going to be just more fun than we can imagine. Just the hearing part of heaven. What about seeing? What about seeing? Man, the colors that we'll see. I have been told that the human eye has the capacity to see 10 million different colors and shades. But that's nothing compared to heaven. You think God's going to be limited to four colors? The beauty, the magnificence, the creativity. My, the artists that will be there, the sculptures that will be there. I'd like to sculpt something.
You've been listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
Set your mind on things above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God, Colossians 3:2-3. According to an old legend, an eagle who was created to soar in the heavens lived out his whole life thinking he was a prairie chicken. He never realized that God had made him with the capacity to experience so much more than his prairie chicken life entailed. Can that happen to a child of God? It's your choice, it's my choice. We can choose to soar like an eagle, or we can resign ourselves to scratch around in the dirt like a chicken, stay small, or see the perspective of life. Listen, do you want to soar? Then tell the Lord, I want to be transformed into an eagle so I can become all you designed me to be. Pray that prayer. He'll answer it in an amazing way.
You've been listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. We hope today's message has been a source of encouragement for you, and we'd love the chance to help you take new steps in your walk with Christ by sending you Dr. Young's four-message CD series called Famous Last Words. The final words of Jesus on the cross are loaded with wisdom and meaning because they teach us so much about who He is, what He did, and God's incredible love for us. In Famous Last Words, you'll discover that even in Jesus' darkest hours, He spoke powerful words that can be an incredible source of comfort and courage for you. We're excited to send you a copy of Famous Last Words as thanks for your gift to help keep this program strong, encouraging you and people all over the world with the proven truth of God's Word. So call now to give and request your copy. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Thanks for being with us today on The Winning Walk. Come back tomorrow to hear more proven truth from Dr. Young about the thrill you experience in heaven.